Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. This is a continuation in the series titled Managing Plenty Tasks Within a Limited Time. Point I made in the previous episode is this: please do not panic, calm down. And I emphasize that when you calm down, what you can now do is that you can now plot a way to be able to achieve your goal despite the limited time you have at hand. So now I'm going a step further into the matter of deciding, now how do you achieve the goal? Now that you have calmed down, how do you begin to work so that the targets before you, you can attain them, so that you can meet the deadline before you? That's my focus on today's episode. And the first thing I want you to do is, of course, the main point I'm trying to make is this: please prioritize a task in your hand and you're able to manage completing them within the short time that you have at your disposal. The point is this, let me tell you something. I'm not trying to say I'm guaranteeing you'll be able to achieve the result all the time. I'm not trying to say I'm certain that once you follow this thing all the time, you can get the result. My reason is very simple. There are time limits you have that are impossible time limits. I mean, I can't guarantee you I'm going to give you a quality article that is about 3,000 words within 1 hour. Can't guarantee you that. My reason is that my own way of deciding a quality article is not just that you have written it. I mean, I don't know how to copy and paste anything. All this article you see me write on Brigid, any article that has my name was originally written by me. The one you see that I have my name tomorrow will be originally written by me. What may happen tomorrow is that if I get so busy to write, I'll hire transcribers who will listen to my podcast, for instance, and translate them into writing. So my definition of a quality article is that it's not just to write them down. You have to write them down. For me, I will leave it for a while, then get back to it to examine it, to check, okay, do I need to make changes here? Do I need to make changes there? What other information do I need to put this in to flesh it up and make it strong? So if you give me this kind of job to do, and the article would be about 3,000 words, and you want me to deliver in an hour, I can deliver 300 words in an hour. But whether the quality will be fine if I do that within that short time is what I can't guarantee. Now, I just gave that as an example to illustrate the fact that there are times that are considered impossible. And that is in such situations that, I mean, you don't start testing God. You don't start trying to alter what God has made. If you are supposed to produce a child within the next 3 months and your wife never get belle, I mean, my brother, you could give her belle first now, then wait for the belle to mature. You understand what I'm saying? Please, for non-Nigerian listeners, what I'm saying in essence is that if you want to have a child within 3 months, you can't do it, except your wife is also already pregnant. In which case, if she's not, you have to take your time, 9 months minimum. Okay, let me not say minimum, but 9 months essentially. That's how long you may have to wait to have your child. So the point I'm making is that there are times that, oh, this thing may not work that way. But basically, if you follow this thing, times that it should work, it will work. And very important, even if you don't get a perfect result, you will come very, very, very close to your goal. That's one I can guarantee. If you put in the required effort, follow this system, what will happen is that what you will not have even bothered trying because you felt you can't do anything about them, you will be able to get very, very close results. Even if you don't get perfect results, you get a result that's very, very, very close to the perfect result. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what is the first thing I think you should do at this point? What you do when you have calmed down and you know you have to get to work is to detail all the works you have to do. Remember, the focus is when you have a lot of things to do within a short time, what do you do? And the first point I'm making is this: outline all the things you have to do. A lot of times what happens is that the works we actually have to do are not so much that we can't do. The problem is that we have them scattered in our head in a manner that we think there are too many or they are too tasking, whereas in reality, they are not really too many and they are not really too tasking. That's why what I prescribe for you is this: please get a pen and paper, open your phone, get to your notebook or any word processing app you have in your system and begin to write, okay, these are things I have to do. Concerning the family, I'm supposed to go and refill the gas, number one. Number two is call the carpenter to fix the window. Then number three, I'm supposed to finish writing reports concerning the last quarter in my own department. Then what's the next thing? My child assignment is on ground. Then my husband says something about meeting our clients. You know, you put down every single thing you have to. Okay, let me just, and then you also say a women prayer meeting that next Sunday is Mother's Day, that kind of thing. Now you outline all the things you're supposed to do. For instance, that is the first step to being able to meet up with your target. That's the first step to being able to finish your work within a short time. Do you understand what I'm saying? The thing is that when you outline this, this is one of the advantages to it. You can see exactly all the things you have to do. And by the time you have outlined all the things bugging you, making you look like you have so many things to do within a short time, you begin to realize that some things that you have on your list are not worth giving your attention. Yes, some of them should not even become a matter in your head. Some of them should have been discarded since, and some of them can wait. Some of them should be kept down. So what I'm trying to say is that once you're able to outline the things you have to do, you have taken the first step in prioritizing. Because with a glance, you can easily understand that, okay, these are things I have to do, these are things I don't have to do, these are the works on my table. And then you begin to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to start with this one. When I'm done with this, I move over to this one. Now, what you find out after doing this is this. After outlining the things you have to do, you even realize that some of them does not require your participation. I mean, for instance, filling of gas, you can send your daughter to go and refill the gas for you. But of course, you can't give that job of writing reports for your department in the last quarter to your gatekeeper, to your husband, or even to your daughter. Yeah, unless all of them work within your company or they understand what you are doing. But basically, that kind of job is not wonderful to delegate it. The point I'm trying to make is this. Now that you are feeling that, oh, you have so many things to do, yet you have limited time, and you have succeeded in being calm, what you have to do next is this. You have to settle down and do what? And begin to outline the things you have to do. After outlining them, scale them. See, this is the first thing that has to be done now. This is the most important thing that has to be done. You check the ones that if you don't do immediately, something will go wrong. And plan, outline, okay, I will do this after this, I'll go far to this. After this, I'll go over to that. Once you can make your outline in that manner, what you have succeeded in doing is that you have been able to set a proper priority. That priority helps you start with the most important. Start with the one that things will go wrong if you don't do. Then even if the deadline comes very close, what the damage that will be caused will be very minimal. The damage that will be caused by your not being able to deliver will be minimal. And sometimes you start with the most difficult task. So once you have, for instance, if you have a client's job to do, once you have concluded the most difficult task, then other ones flow naturally. I mean, it becomes easier to finish up the remaining ones. It becomes easier to say, okay, sir, sorry, I've not delivered your job, but if you can just give me like one day or it's about a few hours, I should be able to clean up the whole process. But at least the key thing has been done. The client sees you, say, okay, at least you tried. Maybe something you couldn't foresee came up. I mean, the person can understand with you on that ground. But if you start with the least important, or you're not even doing the core thing, it becomes a problem and very discouraging, and he thinks you're actually playing with him. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There's something I forgot to say in the first episode. It just came to my mind now. One of the most important things you should bear in mind again about panicking is this. Panicking doesn't do anything for you. As a matter of fact, panicking doesn't solve your problem for you. So why would you allow it to control you? So just calm down. Whether you panic or doesn't panic, you still have a deadline to meet, yet have plenty of things to do. So why allow panic to take control of you? Instead of allowing yourself, calm down. Tell yourself, if the worst thing that happens is that things will go wrong. Now, the one I'm panicking, things are already going to go wrong. So what I can do to make things get better is to calm down and see how I make progress. That's a better way to look at this fear and tension than to just allow it to take upper hand in your life. Now, the point I've made in this episode is this. For you to be able to really, really, really be able to meet up with your target, one of the first and the most important thing you have to do is to prioritize. And prioritizing requires detailing all the works you have to do and deciding the one that needs to be done immediately, the one that can wait, and the one that needs to be done first and most importantly. I hope you understand that point.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com, to get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books. Kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.